The federal government has labelled the overrepresentation of Indigenous Australians in prison as a national tragedy and works underway to find solutions. An Aboriginal legal service in New South Wales is travelling around the state to hear from members of the Indigenous community who've been through the criminal justice system. The forums come during an inquiry into Indigenous incarceration rates, and they're being held just days before a crucial deadline. Thomas Arretti reports.
John has spent almost his entire life living in the inner Sydney suburb of Redfern, and he admits he's had a colourful past.
My offence is a common assault, so I've got a very angry attitude, apparently they say, so a common assault and grievous body harm, but it's just over the drugs and that I was on at the time, but it's like we all learn from mistakes, and they look at us still now as, oh well, you done the crime 10 years ago, you're still doing it now, and it's like police harassment, walking down the street, always getting pulled over by the police, stared at, coming down here, getting harassed and bring them up in the court case, and when you beat the court case, they still harass you.
The 40-year-old has been in and out of the courts for years, but he says there's not enough support for Indigenous Australians like him to navigate through the criminal justice system, and he feels he's still being punished for his past.
10 years ago, yeah, I might have gotten a few, I've had a few officers arrest me at a time, but now it's getting like I said, tens to 20s arresting you, which is, it's too much.
John's at the Redfern Community Centre, where the Aboriginal Legal Service has been holding a consultation forum to discuss the over-representation of Aboriginal people in prison. Michael Higgins from the service is conducting the event.
What it needs to come back to is the systemic racism that happens within the justice system, starting at the police level, but also within how Aboriginal people are then fared and treated in the court system. Whether a sentence, a custodial sentence, is better than maybe a diversionary program or a community-based sentence where people can serve out their sentence in the community.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners account for about 27% of the total prisoner population, and there was a 7% increase between 2015 and 2016. John from Redfern says the solution's obvious.
Just work better with the community. Find out, get out there and get involved with them, get some more work for the young fellows to do.
For others, it's the dollars and cents. This woman, who asked not to be named, is a solicitor for an Aboriginal legal support service in Queensland. She says she's coping with a rising caseload due to a lack of funding.
It's just a lot. Our funding from where I work, there isn't any because we've had to give it to other people to support them, other little Aboriginal communities to support them. And the funding itself, there's just none. So we don't matter. That's how it feels. Aboriginal people don't matter to the community. You feel it in Redfern when you walk down the street. I feel it with my partner when we walk down the street. Aboriginal people are just looked down upon, and it's not right.
The Aboriginal Legal Service is using input from the forums in its submission to the Australian Law Reform Commission, due on Monday. The Commission's conducting an inquiry into the incarceration rates of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And Michael Higgins from the service hopes it'll lead to lasting change.
What we will be pushing for at the Aboriginal Legal Service is that programs that are driven by Aboriginal people, run by Aboriginal people, designed by Aboriginal people, have shown to be more successful, both in the long term and the short term, but also they've been shown to be more cost effective as well.
More events are planned for tomorrow in New South Wales, with forums to be held in Moree and Nowra.
Thomas Arretti reporting.